Welcome back to the show where two men didn't invite a fucking tiger into the house.
It's crazy about that she actually even lets the tiger in.
It's just like the mother's like, yeah, go on, come on in.
And is the tiger actually just that little cat that you see in the intro?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then the mother is there in a gambling drug addiction problem, just blaming everything on the cat.
She's just like in a stupor in the corner. So this is all just the kid's dream.
Well, the kid, bless her, she's being dosed up on Tixylicks. And it's just like, yeah, what you're seeing's real, honest.
Yeah.
It's not that we are really, really in a bad place right now. Yeah. And we're waiting to see if daddy's horse comes in when he gets back from bunny ear work.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back, Rob. Have you had a good week? Or 2 weeks, really, since the main episode?
2 weeks since the main episode. Yeah, I've been pretty good. I think.
I am pretty sick of the tiger that came to tea, because we watch it at least three times a day at the moment.
Oh, no, we're back on Steve and Maggie.
Oh, fuck off. I hate Steve and Maggie.
I really don't mind it. It's got awful reviews.
Oh, yeah, the reviews are brilliant. If some of them are... There's a video I put up on TikTok of... I don't know what Steve's putting in his mouth, but he's certainly deep-throating something.
Oh, was that Steve and Maggie, Steve?
That was Steve and Maggie.
That was their intro of
Halloween one or something.
All of his stuff is Halloween. All of it.
No. There is a load of series that
there
isn't.
There is a lot, but when you go on like Amazon or on YouTube Kids and you click on it, there's like hour-long ones that are all just Halloween. And like on Amazon, click on a series and there's like 20 episodes of Halloween. It's like, how many years has he been doing this?
Because Prime's got the one that we keep on getting flag up and stuck watching is Maggie Magic, and it's them playing a board game and she's a cheating little shitbag.
There's an episode where we're really going off. this is not on our call sheet.
Welcome to Channel 84, where we talk about nothing we're meant to.
And Maggie he's trying to teach. So Maggie like isn't potty trained, and he's underneath her in a tree and she craps on him.
Nice. Yeah.
And then the whole episode is about him teaching Maggie how to go to toilet. But he, like, a couple of times he panics and he's like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And he stands there for like 30, 40 seconds, going, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Get the bloody potty, Steve. So she poos herself. And he's just like, oh no, Maggie. And I'm sat there like, that's your fault. She's told you she needs the toilet.
Maggie, you're a bird and you're incapable of going in a toilet. I wonder why.
He puts her in a nappy.
Oh, good God. No, I haven't seen this one.
Well, what it meant was T watched the episode a couple of times and he didn't know the words they were saying. So he was saying something else to me because he wanted to play the game of me being Steve and him being Maggie.
Right.
Asking for a potty. So he starts pretending like he needs to go. And then I have to pretend to run around trying to find one, and then he pretends to poo on the floor. But when before I realised what game he was trying to play, he was calling it, so I couldn't even tell you what it is now. I have no idea what the game was he was calling it, but he was meant to be saying, I want to play Steve and Maggie potty, but he was saying something completely different. I'm like, what are you doing on the floor? And he's like, get the blah blah, the word I can't remember what it was. I was like, you're Steve. He's like, oh, right, I'm supposed to panic.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we don't play it anymore, thank God.
Yeah, well, must admit, Steve and Maggie, it periodically turns up, then it disappears again. He's gone right off Thomas again, which is a good thing. Okay. I don't think I could face that much more anymore. But, the tiger that comes to tea is just, we're way too many times now. And Zog and the Flying Dragon, Flying Doctors, and McTat, the tabby cat, or whatever it is.
McTat.
He loves them all, so we just watch them repeat over and over
again.
We
encourage those because they're good, wholesome
ones. I don't mind because of that, but there is a certain number of times I can watch them before I start going a little bit loopy.
I feel like your tea is latching onto those where we were stuck with Peppa Pig.
We have never, ever shown tea Peppa Pig.
Yeah, we'll make sure we don't mention it around.
And we're never going to.
Yeah.
It's banned in our house. I went onto Netflix and I banned it from all the profiles so it doesn't even turn up.
Good.
It is gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. Quickly fixing a question for Karen, patron saint of the podcast.
Yeah.
Channel 84 exists purely because I liked the idea of having a YouTube channel called Channel and 84 after the year of my birth. That is the highly exciting name it was. it sounded good for a YouTube channel, which I never really progressed with. And then I kind of turned it into the Channel 84 variety show. And that was going to be a YouTube thing, meaning I could just do YouTube videos on all sorts of things. And then it kind of, as I said, I kind of procrastinated a bit too much, which I'm glad I did, because then we came with the podcast. And this is way more variety than anything I've ever done. So it's perfect.
I quite like the idea that Channel 84 is like
a studio.
The studio.
Yeah.
And the variety show is a subsection of the podcast. So then when it's the Trek show, does it say the Channel 84?
That's why it says Channel 84 presents.
It doesn't say variety show presents. Trek show. Say present. Yeah. That's what I like. Yeah. And I think that's how it should be.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I agree.
Because when people say, I would always say, we're Channel 84. That's how I'd present myself.
Yes.
If we were talking about it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Anyway, what have we got for us this week? Well, I'm going to talk about toasters. We're both going to talk about gladiators. I've got a quiz for Rob. We've got Rob talking about MegaCon. We've also got Rob talking about something called First Generation Gentle Parenting. We've got a Do You Remember that's been sent in. And rather than Rob the Builder this week, we've got Rob ranting about Retroid.
Rob the Retroid
Rob's
rant.
Ranting Retroid. Rob's Retroid rants. Yeah. There you go. RRR. So we'll crack on, I think. So we're going to come straight into the lyrics quiz. Now, I was sat at home, Rob, and I thought, I quite enjoyed doing the quiz I did for you the last episode.
How have you become the quiz master when I'm the quiz master generally?
I don't know. Well, you can do the next quiz, but this one is all to do with misheard lyrics.
I like this stuff.
And
yeah.
It's misheard lyrics, either by me or my wife, Jem. And it's just, I wanted to see if you mishear them as much as we do.
I do. My wife is a nightmare for lyrics. She never I've got a terrible memory, but I remember lyrics, whereas Miranda doesn't. So she'll sing a song completely saying the wrong thing, and I'll be like, no.
Well, I've got 9 questions for you.
It doesn't mean I'll be good at this, but go on.
Some of them will be songs you'll definitely know.
Okay.
A fair few of them are 90s. There is a modern song in there for all of those modern music
modern
listeners.
Kids. What's modern? What are you classing as modern?
A song by Lizzo.
Okay. Isn't she like cancelled?
Very possibly. And I hate this song, which is why it's in there. But the majority of them are 90s. Oh, and I guess kind of mid 2010s. Another one by OMI.
No, I know those.
No, well, you'll know the song when you hear it, but I want to know. So what I want you to do is tell me the lyrics you hear, and I will tell you if they're right or not. Now, out of all the 9 questions you've got, it plays each section twice. So I've already set this up. It's all in an audio file.
Okay.
So when I click play, I will press pause after you've heard it twice. And I want to know.
So I've got to say what I think the lyrics are.
Okay. Well, you can get 3 points for each question.
Okay.
If you know the name of the song, the artist, and the words you hear.
I can guarantee I will never get 3. I will not know the artist's name, and I will not know the song.
No. You will do. There's at least 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, I reckon.
You've done that small enough, I can't read it.
Good.
I can't read that.
I reckon there's 5 that you will get all 3.
Okay.
If you hear the lyrics properly.
You've got a lot of faith in me.
Okay, well look, here we go. Here's your number 1.
Rather have a piece of toast. Rather have a piece of toast.
Okay, so nice easy one. It's quite a nice clear one there.
That is clearly saying I'd rather have a piece of toast.
Correct, you get 1 point.
So is that the actual lyric?
That is the actual lyric. It's a, I'm not afraid of ghosts, dun, dun, something, dun, something, dun, something. Dun, dun, I'd rather have dun, a piece dun, of ghost. Dun, 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 you know dun, the song, dun, you see.
Yeah, but I do not know the name of the person, the female artist.
It is a female artist, but that's not near enough for even a half point.
No, I don't know.
So the song is called Life, and it's by Desiree.
Yeah.
So you get 1.
Now you say it, I know it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, you get 1 point for that. Now, the next 2 questions are the same band and song, so it's an easy 4 points there if you get the song.
Oh, well, if I don't get it on the first time, don't tell me.
Oh, so I'm not going to, but you will do.
Okay.
I've got my head checked by a jumbo check. I've got my head checked by a jumbo check.
Okay.
Woohoo! Is that Feeder? Is it Feeder?
No, it's not Feeder.
What are they called?
I thought you might have got that before.
Well, I know it.
Right, we'll concentrate on the lyrics though. That's the hardest.
I've got my head shaved. Is that it?
What?
Oh, got my head checked or something.
You get the point. Yeah. I got my head checked. Why don't you both?
It sounds like it says by a kombucha. What? It says, why don't you both? I got my head checked.
Why don't you both? Something.
See, slay.
See, I'm not going to play it again. I'm going to give you a point anyway, because you got the bit which was, I got my head checked. I always used to sing it as, I got my head shaved, and I don't know why.
It sounds so like
you
it.
Saying that has made me really happy.
I can't remember the band, so give me a pass on the band until the next
Okay,
song.
I'm going to give you a pass on the band and the song title, and we'll see if you get it from the second part.
Same song.
I got my head down. Got my head down.
Nope, no points.
Dead air, everyone. So we need to cut this dead air.
It's not dead air. Don't worry. I'm going to talk.
I don't know what that was.
It's really evil, isn't it? Because it's the second part of the song. It's I got my head done.
Got my head done. Well, that was close to I got my head done, didn't I?
No, but okay. Well, you get no points for that.
What's the band?
So far. What is the band? Are you going to give up on the band?
No, yeah, tell me.
The band is Song 2 by Blur.
Oh, of course it's Song 2 by Blur. They were on my list, weren't they?
They were on your list.
Oh, that's why I couldn't remember it. Yeah.
Proper 90s headbanging song in the summer, windows down.
It was my song with a number in the title. Do you remember that was like the second question or something?
There you go. Okay.
Oh, God.
Next one. I hope you're liking kind of the standard here of how we're doing this.
Yeah, this is great.
Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
It's Green Day. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Is it Dookie?
Right, hang on. What did you think the line was first?
Isn't it neurotic to the bone,
no doubt about it?
And it's Green Day.
It is Green Day as well.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me, but I'm just...
It is off Dookie as well, which is possibly one of their best albums they ever did.
Or I'm just paranoid. The next lyric, I don't know. Am I just paranoid or am I something?
I wonder what the next question's going to be. Let's have it while you're trying to think of the song title. Am I just paranoid?
Am I just sad? Yeah. Am I just paranoid?
Am I just sad? Okay, we'll pause that again.
It's because I am one of those.
So I'm going to give you 1 point for Green Day because you already guessed that one.
That lyric, I've never known. I've never known that last bit, and I cannot remember the song.
Okay, so it's Basket Case.
Basket Case. Ah, I was literally about to say it as you said it.
And it is, or am I just stoned?
Oh, that doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't sound like that. And that's where this quiz came from. There's so many times. What's one of my favorite? When I Come Around is one of the most amazing songs by Green Day on the Dookie album. Mm. And I have been singing it wrong for years, until I looked up the lyrics. It's like, shit, that's the lyrics, is it?
So my friend Matt, who I used to work with, hello Matt, he's not listening, that's been his ringtone on his phone for the entire time I've known him. I've known him about 15, 16 years.
Amazing.
He's had so many new phones, that's always been his ringtone.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's Tony Hawk to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Okay, modern song now.
I can't believe I didn't get that title. I'm really annoyed at myself. This is the... quote unquote modern song.
Well, stupidly, I've already given you 2 points by telling you who the artists were. So
so it's Lizzo.
Oops. No, this one isn't the Lizzo one.
Okay. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. I think I found myself my cheerleader. I always thought he was talking like he's making a reference to Heroes.
To be honest, I'd never really... You know, because no one had... I'd never heard what the song title was.
Is the song title Cheerleader, then?
It is Cheerleader,
yeah. Yeah, I don't know who the artist is. I haven't got a clue.
Can you not remember what I said it was?
Oh, ooh, you said it?
I said it. Yes.
I thought you only said Lizzo.
No, I said another one as well, stupidly.
For sake, no, I don't know.
Excellent. So you only get the 2 points then. I don't know. When I first heard it, it was like, I think I found myself at like Cheerio or something like that. I had no idea that was actually Cheerleader.
I always thought he was... making some reference to that old Heroes season where there's no Save the Cheerleader, Save the...
Oh.
I always thought that was... It probably isn't. That's the headcanon for me.
It's nothing to do with it at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's his name?
OMI.
Oh, you did say OMI.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, because then I said, I don't know who they are.
Exactly. Okay, next one, back to the 90s.
With their tanks and their bombs and their guns.
Okay,
with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns.
With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns.
Well done.
So I had to really think then what it was. I know who she is. Cannot for life if you tell you her name right now.
So that's one of these really annoying songs because I love the song. It's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Yeah.
But why would you say, and their bombs, and
it's
their bombs?
It's the next bit. I can't even now think of what she's saying. She's got such an accent.
Zombie. Oh, hang on. I shouldn't give you answers here, should I?
Zombie?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Zombie. Okay, but I'm not going to tell you the artist.
No, I don't remember her name.
It was the Cranberries.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Oh, fair enough. Okay. We're coming
Wicked
on to...
Wicked song. I love the song.
The song's brilliant.
That's a tough one to know because her accent is quite strong.
It's in my head. Mm. In my head. Sorry, I was trying to think of the lyrics.
That's
while you
were... That's the lyric
yeah.
I was thinking of.
Okay.
Zombie.
Two questions left.
Okay.
I do my head. I do my hair tall, check my nails.
So she's saying, do my hair, or she's even doing, do my head talk, check my nails. It's something like she's saying, check my nails. Well, this must be
Lizzo. It's zero at the moment. So yeah, it's Lizzo, you get the point for that. And this is one that me and Jem never knew what the lyrics were.
Get my
until
hair
we went
taut,
to,
check my nails.
Nope. Until we went to the pantomime in Radlett, and they did a piss take of it.
Mm.
And it was wonderful because he was doing like Geordie Shore or something like that. And he just absolutely
nailed
it.
Is the last bit check my nails?
The last bit is check my nails.
It's got to be something to do with her hair.
It is to do with her hair.
Get my hair tied?
Well, do you know the name of the song first of all?
No, I haven't got a
clue. Okay, well, that's good. So that's zero straight away.
I wouldn't have even known it was Lizzo, only because you said, and that's the name I remember.
Well, am I going to give you half a point? No, I'm not. I'm going to be an arsehole.
Don't do halves. No. I just don't get a point.
Okay,
I'm strict, so you be strict.
The words were, I do my hair toss, check my nails.
Oh, she's like tossing her head back.
Yeah.
All right, I get it, but it doesn't sound like that.
No, it's shit. Right, okay, final song. Back to the 90s now. Proper college song, this one.
Go on.
Carry on with the freestyler.
Carry on with the freestyler.
Carry on with the freestyler.
How do you know that that's carry on?
Carry on with the freestyler.
How do you know that? Because that does not sound like carry on. That sounds like on.
Oh, check it from the top of my dome. I'm the rocker, the microphone. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Straight from the
It's
of
a
my
great
dome.
Tune.
Rocker,
okay,
now.
Well,
who is it?
I really want to know how you knew that was Carry On, though. Someone obviously listened to it way too much back in the 90s.
But the problem is, there are only a few of the guys back there, because this is Garage. A few of the guys that I would remember back then.
Is
like,
that Garage?
It's Garage, yeah.
Shit.
I would have classed it as Garage. And the only ones I can remember, like Oxide Neutrino. is that Oxide? I don't think it's
it
Oxide
wasn't,
Neutrino,
nope.
though. Or there's DJ Like an MC Neat, but I don't think it's them either.
Okay, well, can you think of the name of the song? Seeing you've sung the lyrics, I'm beating.
Freestyler.
It is Freestyler, good.
I don't remember the.
Okay. The artist was Bombfunk MCs. So, Rob, you scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Possible what? 9
out
18,
of
27. Oh.
That is.
Get off.
Not as bad as I thought you would do.
It's like the problem is I couldn't remember their names, and I'm so annoyed that I didn't get song two. That's the one that's really killed me.
Yeah, though. But if I look at the number of lyrics you got right, is actually better than I expected, because honestly, so many of these ones were lyrics that I've misheard myself.
Mm.
But what made this quiz really hard, going on to Google or Bing or whichever you use, I use Bing, yes, I know, and I put misheard lyrics. And it's all the same article by The Times, by NMC, and they're so shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they are so made up. No one has misheard We Built This City by whoever it is. They have never, ever, anyone has never ever heard We Built This City on Sausage Rolls. No, they haven't.
No,
that
they
is
haven't,
not a misheard lyric.
No, that's because
that
that's
is because
idiot
that dickhead
that.
Lad Bible did it. Not Lad Bible, Lad Baby did it.
Lad Baby, yeah.
So it's not a misheard lyric.
Sorry, Lad Bible.
Yeah, sorry, Lad Bible. You give us crap content when we need it. And then all the lyrics are just really, really rubbish. Like Tiny Dancer, something, something, Tony Danza. No one has ever heard this. That is forced, fake crap. So I couldn't even find any genuine one. So I had to literally go through my playlist this week and say, well, which ones was it that I could remember? And I was like, I had Losing My Religion on there and various others. And then I just listened to them. It's actually, no, I'm pretty sure I haven't misheard any of that. So yeah, anyway. How did you find that quiz?
That was a weird quiz. There's one I can think in my head. I'm trying to remember it like an old garage track. I'm not going to remember it now. I'm going to have to come back to it. Where I changed the lyrics because it's so similar and it's talking about like penises.
Of course.
And every time I tell it to people, they can no longer hear the real lyric. As soon as I remember it, I'll let you know and bring it up.
My old English teacher for GCSE, Neil, used to hear Destiny's Child Survivor, I'm a bus driver. And now you will never not hear that.
Yeah, that's really good.
I'm a bus driver. It's just the way it goes. And I am so glad it's back.
Oh, it's wicked.
Honestly, I remember hearing about it last year and thinking, there is nothing good that can come of this with the BBC buying it.
Yeah.
And more people had been saying on TikTok, oh, we were at the filming, we're not allowed to say anything, but trust in the process and things like that. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Mm. And then it got to Saturday night, and we got back, and it got to about 7 o'clock at night, so T's getting ready to go to bed, and it flashed up on iPlayer because we'd just finished watching The Tiger That Came to Tea for the millionth time. And we thought, oh, we forgot about this. Let's put it on. I'm so glad we did.
Yeah.
It is pure 90s goodness. They have not fucked around with it at all, have they?
No, it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
I was so captivated by it yet again.
Yeah.
And I got Jem, I got Kay, even T was like clapping along with us when the contestants either lost or they won.
Yeah.
And all of us were like putting bets down on how long is he going to stay up, or how long is she going to do before she falls over, which gladiator's going to fail. And it genuinely felt like the 90s again. It felt exactly like it did when we were first watching them back in... Well, I looked it up. Any idea when it first showed in the UK?
95? 92. 92, that early.
Yeah, 92. So I was only 8 when it first showed. Yeah. I mean, I still remember watching it. It was a family tradition kind of at that point. We'd finish at the shop, come home. Mum and Dad would go down to either the Chinese Flame Light in Chiswell Green.
Yeah.
Or we'd go to Chong's in Vester Avenue for fish and chips. And we'd come back and we'd finish whatever the... game show was on ITV that had Mr. Chips, the yellow prick that was permanently doing pornographic things.
Fudge, yeah.
I can't think of the name of the show.
Catchphrase,
that was it. And we'd always like catch the end of that, but then Gladiators would be on, and we would us all as a family all sit in the living room and watch it.
Yeah.
And that was just pure 90s family TV, and I loved it. And this has rekindled that.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've actually gone, I think we should watch this every Saturday and get to the end of it. And the kids have agreed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how was it here with your side?
I didn't think Miranda would be interested in it. So I just kind of watched the first half myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, I had to stop because I was doing something. And I told Miranda, she's like, oh no, I really want to watch that. So then, yeah, we sat down together and just watched it. When she was watching the first half, I was building the wharf. That Mark sent me. So I was building that. And then, yeah, when... I'd finish that. We sat down to Kevin. Yeah, we're just watching it. Sometimes I do skip through some of the guffy talking.
But it kind of partly makes the show, but at the same time, sometimes it goes on a little bit too far.
That last third of the show, I found I wasn't skipping it because I kind of got into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, I'm meant to be skipping this. And I just wasn't.
Now, I didn't realise that was Bradley Walsh's son.
Yeah, the Wolfie guys told me who he was, but I haven't got a flipping
going
clue.
Back and looking at it, it's like, oh God, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
He looks identical, just younger. So it's like, okay, fair enough. And I wasn't too disappointed by the gladiators. That was my biggest worry, not the contestants. My two biggest worries for it was that they were going to try and make it way too modern and health and safety. So most of the things that we grew up watching them do would have disappeared.
Mm.
And instead, if anything, the new game they introduced, that weird reverse sumo one, where they, rather than being thrown out of the ring, they're trying to get into the ring to touch the thing in the middle.
I like that one.
That was really good.
Dynamite was rubbish at it.
Yeah.
She was lame.
But that was my worry. Were they going to introduce just all new games that weren't recognisable, that weren't any good?
That matched with the show.
Yeah, it definitely did. And my other worry was the gladiators were going to be terrible. Now, Viper is hamming it up something rotten.
Big time. He is Wolf turned up to 11.
Well, so it's interesting. I was reading up on this and I do vaguely remember. So when I went back to the very early episodes of The Gladiators, which are on YouTube and various other places you can find them, he is hamming it up, not as much as Viper did, but he is properly hamming up his nasty role.
Yeah.
But apparently by the end of filming, he was just nasty.
Really?
Genuinely, he wasn't hamming it up anymore. He was just being an absolute dick to people and getting away with it because people just thought, oh, it's part of the show. No, he was just... You want me to run this role. So he took that role and turned it into real life, basically. But apparently, drugs and various other things. And another one of them, apparently, I think it was Nitro. Again, no confirmation. So we're just going to go, this is word of mouth. But apparently, Nitro served jail time for beating up people for owing him drug money.
Jesus. I saw Hunter's on TikTok.
Is he?
Yeah, so he's not done very many. He plays one of those steel drums now and does like...
Oh, really?
Like he's got a website where I think it's like some self-help thing.
So he's gone proper hippie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jumping in cold water bath and all kind of stuff, yeah.
Oh, God. And then there's Panther back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, Panther.
I'll tell you what, Giant.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, if Leg Day was a person, it's Giant.
Yeah, I looked at Giant and thought, right, well, I'm the right leg, Rob's the left leg.
I've never seen someone with such big legs.
Just big full stop. Now, I know they called him Giant for a reason, but fuck me.
Yeah. When he stepped out, I was like, holy crap, look at the size of this dude.
Have you met steroids?
Yeah.
Mr. Roid, anyone?
What I do like, apart from, because I like Viper being a baddie, but aside from that, they're all actually really nice.
That's what
and
we
liked. Enjoyed that.
And that's the bit that we kind of didn't miss too much. Because you look at the older episodes, when they had a bad game and they failed miserably or something had happened that hadn't gone their way, genuinely, most of the gladiators really did have the arse. And they would storm off and not talk to the camera. And some of it, was showboating and that sort of thing. But you could see a lot of it was also, no, they're genuinely pissed off.
Yeah.
Whereas these ones... they're laughing and they were playing with the contestants. So one of the contestants jokingly pushed one, so they pinned him down to the floor.
Yeah.
But they're smiling and laughing through, and actually it just felt really nice.
When the BMX lady, the red team lady, she got knocked off right at the death, and then the woman was up there showboating, and then she chucked her thing down at her. And it looked like she was annoyed, but then you could see them just in the back of the camera laughing at each other. So clearly they all get on behind the camera, clearly.
And I quite like the... I like as much of a real horrible kind of social reality TV bit. Mm. The locker room camera was just genuinely quite funny. Watching her, I was hanging on to her doing this and bouncing up and down
I'll
and she still
what.
Wouldn't go.
When we were watching that, like I think Miranda might have looked over to me. I was like, I really like gladiators. I saw a great TikTok of this guy pretending to be a dad and be like, ugh, it just won't be as good as it used to be. And there's like, their kid was...
I saw.
And then it's like, he's getting into it. And then there's that bit and he's like, oh yeah, I like it. Yeah. And that's how I felt. I was just like, I like gladiators a lot.
I'm interested. So we told Kay about the famous episode where it was the rings. Mm. That was the rings, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. It was Hang.
No, it's rings. They were on rings. They were hanging on rings.
Yeah, okay. But there's the one where the gladiator's grabbing and he's humping him, humping, and the shorts come out and the old todger flops out. Such a classic bit from Gladiators. But I seem to notice the gladiators weren't putting their whole body weight on them anymore.
Mm.
Because previously, the gladiator would get on and they'd bear hug the person pulling them down, not holding the ring. So their whole body weight was on them. But I noticed in this season, they're holding onto the ring and the person. So I don't know, is that a health and safety thing? Is it because there's too much weight on their arms and they're worried?
Got to be an element of health and safety stuff. Not, health and safety's gone mad. I don't feel that way about it. I think, no, this is right because you want the show to keep going. You don't want them to actually get too hurt, but you want it to be a challenge. You don't have to put your whole body weight on somebody to make them fall off a ring they've been holding onto for 2 minutes.
You could just be the twat of a contestant who gets to the other end and forgets what he's meant to do, so he decides to go back. I swear, he just didn't listen to the instructions.
He didn't have a clue. There's no way. You could just tell and he was bullshitting about going back.
Yeah, it's complete bullshit. You just didn't listen to the instructions and you didn't realise you had won if you'd dropped.
Yeah. Idiot.
Absolute twat.
I did feel sorry for the guy who tweaked his knee.
Yeah, but I'm glad he won at the same time.
Yeah, he deserved it. And you could tell it hurt when he was running too.
Yeah, you could see it genuinely hurt. And then I kind of felt bad for the other guy hurting himself, but I kind of also felt like kind of playing on that a little bit because you lost so badly to someone who's injured.
And his gran was like, I just don't want him to fall over the first hurdle. And he's knocked off in like 2 or 3 seconds on the fight thing. I'm like, she jinxed you, mate.
But the two women were so not badly matched, because how do you match them? It's not like boxing where you're matching by weight. But it just seemed the red lady lorded it over the blues.
She was better in every single way. I think the blue lady, she's a personal trainer. I think the problem that she had was her upper body strength was her weakness.
Yeah.
She couldn't do those rings.
True.
And you saw her struggle to get, you know, when you have to go over, under on the final round.
Yeah.
She struggled going over. And I think that's all it was.
Possibly.
I bet she's fit enough to go on the show. So
well,
she's
let's face it,
than
she's
us.
Better than both of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Already.
I just think
better than both of
that
us.
That was her downfall. She didn't quite have the upper body strength that particularly the red lady had.
Now, I think there was controversy in that episode.
Go on.
And Jem kind of agreed with me.
Right.
And Kay basically immediately sided with me, which is a rare thing when her
okay, well,
about.
I shall I play devil's advocate and just disagree with you before
no,
I've
no.
heard it?
So, whatever the cotton bud one is called, I've got
Jewel.
Sticks. That was it.
Yeah.
It's called Jewel. One of the women, I think it might have been the red, the gladiator's going for her, and she lost grip of her. Are they called punji sticks or something like
the
that?
The only rule was you couldn't step on the other person's.
No, but she puts her hand out and uses her hand to defend against the other one. And I didn't think that was allowed. And I'm sure if that had been in the old series, the ref would have been right up there. No, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
I would have thought that would have been a foul.
I don't remember
because
the old rules.
She had it in her left and she was using her right hand to bat it away.
I think you're probably right. I think they're probably not allowed to do that because then you could start saying that Viper could grab hold of the other person's stick and yank it out of their hands. You know.
And bear in mind, he went full on dick mode and just jumped onto the bridge, didn't he, Viper?
The mistake that the men were making on that was that they were going too fast. I kept saying to Brown, he's like, obviously, I probably wouldn't be able to do it.
You need to
but
fake.
I
get
think
them
you have to go slow,
go.
Or you've got like a minute, or was it like a minute?
It was
to,
a minute
to get as many balls as you can. I was like, well, just take your time.
Exactly, and Finley eventually did that, and he got a good number. But that's all I wanted to say about it. I was just really, really pleased that it's back, and it's good.
Yeah,
and I really hope it stays like that. I hope I don't get to episode 2 and find us in 2 weeks' time when we're on the episode. They've ruined it. Not one game we remember, and all the games they've done were shit.
Well done for not saying next week.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. but that final thing, again, I'm so glad that final obstacle course is the same. Although, I noticed they went back to the very, very beginning obstacle course, not the early, the late 90s one, which had the men doing the handlebar pedaling.
Yeah. Can I ask, for some reason, I thought the gladiators were involved in the final.
No, they always, so the 90s show tended to have more often, before the very final, they used to have that one where the gladiator had the tennis ball cannon and they had to run from each base to each base and shoot a tennis ball up to try
just
and
remember
hit the target above
you
the gladiator.
You would go on my first whistle. Gladiator, your goal on my second whistle.
That was a lot of the games, but not on the Travelator. It used to be contestant one or red, you'll go on the first, blue, you'll go on the second.
Because it was always, you know, the whistle differences was based on how many points or whatever they had. For some reason, I thought they were against the Gladiator.
There were a couple of games that was against the Gladiator that needed to do time wise. There was the climbing wall one. I think that was a later one where they had to climb up the wall and they used to go, contestant, you'll go on my first whistle.
Right,
Gladiator, you'll go on my second whistle. And the contender had to start climbing the wall. And then the Gladiator, they always had a really light, springy Gladiator and they would just climb up the wall like a bloody cat. It was amazing to watch. And they'd grab the ankle and pull them off. Yeah, so I think that was what it was. I'm not even going to go for a joke of pulling them off on screen.
I'd love to get pulled off by some of those guys.
You got pulled off by a giant, mate. You wouldn't have anything left.
Imagine him and Reacher. Sex scene between him and Reacher. It'd be like two kaijus battling in Tokyo.
We have an issue in our household.
Mm-hmm.
And I am sure every other household has this fucking problem. You go and buy a toaster.
Wives, am I right?
Oh, cancelled. Great. There you go. Pack up now. I'll sell all the recording equipment. That's us done. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
You buy a toaster.
Mm.
You go to Tesco or Sainsbury's or any other supermarket, insert it
other superstores are
and available. You buy their cheap white loaf. You know, the whole like 30 or 40p a loaf. It never fucking fits in the toaster. You can't put it down sideways, which is the best way. If you stick it down sideways, it then all goes into the toaster and it toasts. Instead, you've got to stick it down bum first or top first, pop it up and turn it around. Otherwise, one end of it doesn't get toasted.
So
that is a long-term problem in our household.
I buy Hovis. It's not like I'm posh. It's not expensive. Okay, so let's put that out. Everyone knows it's just a brand.
Hovis. Lurpak.
I do have
Lurpak. You're getting an idea.
I do
Must
have
be nice.
In there. Yeah. And it's not the Aldi Hovis, it's the actual Hovis. It only just fits in my toaster. I have to push it down with my finger to actually get it to go
in. Exactly. And you shouldn't have to do
it's
that.
It's only the white one. The brown bread that Miranda has fits.
Yeah, because it's healthier for you and it's healthier for you because there's less of it. That is why brown bread is cheaper.
They
just give you less. Seriously, look at the label. The salt content and the shit content is pretty much the same.
Yeah,
it's just different grains.
Why is it brown?
Burnt? Oh, no. I've set him off.
It's not just it's got less. It's got less shit in it, yes.
No, but it hasn't got less shit in it, though. It's just less as in size, it's less.
I just love that. Yeah, it's healthier because you're having less of it.
Exactly, that's all it is. Well, anyway, we have overcome this problem in the house because it turns out if you go onto Argos or on Amazon or Curry's and you put two-size toaster long, there is such thing as a long slot.
A long slot toaster.
A long slot toaster.
Right.
Which basically takes four slices. If you put four slices bum down in it, it'll take all four of them. It's that big a slot.
In one slot?
No, two slices in each slot. So you've got two slots.
Right, sorry.
But the biggest thing about it is, yeah, you can actually lay a piece of bread down. It doesn't get stuck. You don't need to push it down one end just to kind of get it in and then get that really annoying bit when it pops up. But it doesn't pop up because part of the bread has got caught on the inside grill.
Yeah.
So now you've got this long slot. You just drop the bread in. Boom.
And
it's done.
Have you watched your smart meter go whank
off the edge? Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah.
I don't usually use the smart meter, but I plugged it in the other day because we found it in a drawer and, I forgot I had that. Let's see what it does. And then I basically cried myself to sleep that night. Like, microwave's on. Oh, yeah, now I'm going to the poorhouse. Oh, oven's on. Oh, washing machine's on. I don't think it can go past that number, but it has.
Kettles are a nightmare.
Oh, well, we don't. We've got the little water boiler that does the one cup, and that's it. And it still hits up into red, but it does it for such a short time, it's not as bad.
What's this, a water boiler?
It's a little... I thought you had one. It's like a water dispenser. You just fill it up with water like you would a kettle. You put your cup under it, you press go, and you choose the amount of water you want, and it will boil you only the amount of water for that cup that you've chosen.
Oh, that's going to be so handy. Why don't I have one of those?
I don't know why you don't have one of those. It's brilliant.
Isn't it? What, is it like an Audi thing? Is it an Audi?
No. I think, I don't know who made ours now. Let me Amazon it very quickly. But it's genuinely been a game changer because how many... Yeah, I know they say you should only fill a kettle the amount of water you need. But how many people actually do that? They just stick it under...
You don't pre-measure it.
Yeah,
but even
exactly.
Then, like, some of it goes away in steam, so you're never really going to know how much you can actually do. Oh, we haven't got a smart meter because we had one with British Gas, and yeah. it was the kind of version one, and it was only compatible with British Gas. So when we moved from them to Blue Planet, we couldn't use it anymore. And then I was on a waiting list for Blue Planet, then they went bust. And then I moved to Green Planet on their waiting list, they went bust. Now I moved to Shell. I'm being forced to move, I'm not moving. Then I was Shell, and I've been with Shell for 2 years.
Yeah.
Been on the waiting list for 2 years. Now they've been brought out by Octopus. So now I've got to go on the waiting list with Octopus as soon as I get all my login credentials to go on the waiting list there. You can't even pay anybody to come do it. You have to wait. I wouldn't pay, I'd stay on the waiting list, but I don't think I'll ever get one. But the problem is, I always forget to go out there and read the fucking
thing. Yeah. So anyway, ours is by Breville.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
Breville,
it looks like.
Our toaster's by Breville. Oh, wicked.
And you can lift it off the stand, fill it up with water, put it back on the stand, and then you just put your cup under it. You adjust the dial. So what we, for the first kind of month of using it, we were playing around with the dial, and we worked out that 3/4 or 4/5 of the dial is pretty much a standard mug of hot water you need for a cup of tea or a coffee. But then you can reduce it all the way down. So if you only need a little bit of hot water for something like you're cooking or you need to add it to something, crank it all the way down and you boil that little bit of water and it's so quick.
Oh, I should do that because like when I make teas bottles and I have to boil a whole kettle of water, I could just do a tiny amount.
Oh, yeah, you could just do that with that.
Oh, I'll get one. It's expensive.
About 60 quid for the one we've got.
I'll get it when I get paid.
Yeah, you might want to wait.
I'll wait.
But it's been brilliant. It's been an absolute godsend. I think we've had ours 2-3 years now.
You have to scale it.
Yeah, Jem runs vinegar through it periodically. Yeah, okay. And yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant. But
so you get a funky tea every now and again.
Well, I let her. I don't really drink hot drinks. I've suddenly got into drinking mint green tea. I don't know why, but I quite like it. So
I drink a lot of tea.
I used to. But I also used to drink it with like 4 sugars in it. So it's not
mine.
A good side.
Yeah, I put honey in mine.
Ah, the natural sugar. See, it's better for you, but you're putting less in. but back to long toaster. I'm glad you have that problem anyway, that bread does not fit in a standard toaster. No. Standard toasters should not exist. They need to all be destroyed and resized to match the bread that people are buying.
Well, like, as everything's getting smaller, like chocolate bars, everything's getting smaller. It's like the toaster companies have gone, well, everything's getting smaller, we'll just start reducing our toaster size as well. But they haven't told the bread companies. Because the bread company's like, well, no, we're still going to make the bread the size of bread is.
One day it's going to get to the point, oh, I've got my new toaster. Let's put my crumpets in. My crumpets don't fucking fit in the toaster.
Yeah, you've got to cut all your bread in half to put it in your toaster.
Again, it's healthier for you because you're only eating half a slice of bread now, because that's all that fits in the toaster.
But then you still have to flip it over because it's still too tall.
Oh, exactly. That is my bane of my life, toasting bread. But this toaster has fixed that. I can even cut tiger loaf and put it in there. Now, that must be nice. That is top tier bread.
Yeah, tiger bread. Isn't it called giraffe bread nowadays?
No, you can get giraffe bread as well.
Said it looks more like giraffe than tigers.
Yeah, it's only to do with the bloody cracking pattern on the top of it. And sourdough, which I've still never had.
I like sourdough, actually.
I've never had it, but that will fit in this toaster as well.
Yeah, sourdough's nice.
Ah, nice.
Do you remember the shit that I bought? Remember? Did you give it a thought? Remember? It's probably tat, that's all.
Woo! And we're back with Do You Remember? Now, we're not doing it.
No.
We did promise you that we were having a little break from it. But if you wanted to send us in a Do You Remember, you were more than welcome to. And a old friend of both Rob and I's, Andy Compton. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Do some work, you lazy fuck. he works incredibly hard running his own business. And actually, I think it's Compton Garden Services out of around Hitchin Way. But we'll get a name on next episode in 2 weeks' time. I'm not getting it wrong anymore. we'll put a little ad up for you, mate. But he has sent one in, and it was back in the day when Burger King was still on the high street and not just found at motorway service stations, their Happy Meals did a whole range of Game Boy Color Happy Meal toys. And all they were like the Tomy water games where you had to press the buttons and make the rings flip up and go over the little pins.
I remember those.
Now, I remember those, and unfortunately for Andy, I have thought about them in the past year because they keep coming up on my TikTok feed my Facebook feed of the videos that I should watch.
Okay, well, he would have got a point from me because although I know what it is, I hadn't seen it.
Fair enough. Well, Andy, I'm very sorry, but you get nil a point. Because I thought about it. But if you would like to send us a Do You Remember, please do. Send it to podcast@channel84.co.uk or send it to tj@channel84.co.uk or rob@channel84.co.uk, which we don't mind if you favouritise one of us over the other. Or you can send it to us on DM, on the Discord server, on Twitter. However you want to get it to us, Carrier Pigeon. In fact, we'll probably bring up Pigeon at some point and what's going on with him. But we'll save that for another time.
Well, he didn't deliver this one. You got it sent straight from the source.
Yeah, it's straight to the... Well, Prison Pigeon's not allowed digital items at the moment.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He's absolutely... Yeah, his bail conditions are no computers, no mobile phones. He's a bit fucked. But yeah, if you want to send us a Do You Remember, feel free to do so. I am handing this over to you, Rob, because I feel this is the Rob's ranting hour now.
Yeah,
so,
it's time for Rob's rant
hour. We've done quite well at keeping time down, so go on, ruin it for us.
We went to MegaCon.
MegaCon.
MegaCon at the XL. It's like Comic-Con, but smaller.
Mega, in all the ways that it's not.
It was really good, actually. There was quite a few other things going on there as well. They had, And there was, I'm so bad. I can't even remember the term.
It was so good.
Because it was brilliant because they were everywhere. There's loads of people cosplay. In cosplay. Yeah, there was it was loads of cosplay competitions. And there was a drag convention.
Awesome.
It was so cool. There were so many drag queens everywhere.
Oh, that's very cool.
And T's looking around just awe of all these beautiful like drag art. It's
so
wicked. So like it was such a juxtaposition because like they had like the food was in the middle.
Yeah.
So you had all the people dressed in their Comic-Con clothes and all the drag queens just merging in the middle and just like a rainbow of colour and fur tails and giant wigs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was so cool. Anyway, the MegaCon was good. They had quite a few stores. The problem with all these cons nowadays is everyone just sells Funko Pops. I have a Funko Pop right here next to me, as you can see, TJ. It's
yes,
the Jack Skellington one.
Skellington.
Jack Skellington. Yeah, so I'm really glad we went. We would go again. But there's meant to be like a big, massive kids zone. And this is the reason I wanted to talk about it. Because on their website, they advertise this huge kids zone. And then it says, like, we will announce the equipment of the kid zone close to the date.
Right.
Like there's some kind of implication that it's meant to be a secret. Well, the morning of the day, they hadn't changed the website.
Oh, dear.
So when we get there, it's basically three inflatables, and that was it. Now, granted...
So a bit of a letdown, then.
Yeah, granted, one of them was quite big, a giant, like, crocodile that you'd go through and then climb up and go down a big slide.
Okay.
Which we did the early thing and we were like, we're going to go straight to the kids zone, knacker him out. So we're there for about 30 or 40 minutes in the kids zone. And adults aren't really allowed on the big green one. But the lady there was like, because T really wanted to do it, but he was just quite a little bit too small, a little bit scared to do it on his own. So she's like, just go through. I'm meant to tell the parents not to go in that one, but you know, I've seen you here. Clearly your boy wants to do it. And we did it over and over and over and over again. As soon as he realised that I was allowed to come in, it was great.
And
the woman
and
let us in,
like
she was
that.
Laughing at me the whole time because we're running in circles. But I had a few incidents.
Right.
So we went back to that bit twice. So this first time, and then I got annoyed, so I took him away. And then the second time, I got annoyed again. Worse the second time. Now, it's nothing that T did.
Good.
So, because if he annoyed me, I wouldn't have taken him away from it. I would have just...
Yeah, you
realigned
you
what was happening.
As,
I would have, yeah.
As required.
As required. I mean, we'll get on to punishment stuff later. so, what was happening is a lot of older kids turned up. Now, I'm not talking 10-year older like Kay. I'm talking these kids must have been 13, 12 or 13. They're too old to be going
into the kids
in the kids zone inflatables. And I'm there with T and we're climbing over the things and I'm helping him and we're... And I saw them all coming, so I kind of moved him. It's like, just come over to the edge a little bit because you're right in the middle. And two of them come flying over. One of them went straight into him. And right. The other well, one just kicked not on straight me, away. Walloped me really hard. So I, and T's like, he wasn't crying, but he was clearly like shell-shocked. Like, oh God, the big kids are here. I'm getting pushed around. And I said to him, look, you need to be careful, kids, because there's a lot, because there was a lot of other small children in there.
Yeah.
I was almost like the bloody Pied Piper of small children in there because because of another problem because I'm going to talk adults, about so later.
They're going to follow you.
And I said to them, like, quite stern, I was like, boys, you've got to be careful because you've just kicked me and you've ploughed into my son. So just calm it down and just kind of maybe just look ahead before you start flying over.
Yeah.
Completely ignored me and flew up and they didn't actually come back on. So they must have... I must have kind of upset them a little bit.
Good.
But I couldn't give a flying fuck. I'm going to say that. I don't care. Their parents should have been in there watching them. and then I helped him go up and went down the slide. And then after that, I come out and I said to Marius, look, let's give this a little break now. There's a lot of older kids that are here now. I'd rather he just... I want him to keep having fun. And I think he's going to start getting a bit scared.
Yeah.
So we went around and we started and we had some fun. And then we come back. Then the other ones that they had were... like a Paw Patrol one, which is a big pouncy castle, which he went in there. And then when some of the big kids come back, he come out of it because they're all jumping around and being, you know,
being older kids,
and being loud kids. They didn't do anything to him. And then we went into the other one. And this other one, he was having a blast in there. He even had... I was all right with it. A guy who worked there, and there were some security people who worked there as well. He's filming stuff. And he asked me very politely, like, do you mind if I film... your boy playing on the pit, because he was the only one there and he's in the Hulk costume. He's going, and I said, I don't mind, which is not like me. Normally I'd say no.
Absolutely.
But I don't mind.
Had he got his mask on at that point still?
No, he didn't have his mask on.
Ah, okay.
But what was happening, they wanted to get him, because he would go down this little slide into this deep ball pit and then he wanted him to come out doing like the Hulk, like Hulk smash thing. And he did it for them.
Awesome.
So there's probably a trailer of it somewhere.
That's very cool.
And he seemed really happy to be doing it. And because he seemed happy, I was okay with it. You know, if he'd looked shy, I would have said, no, go away. But
absolutely.
Because he was just like looking at the camera and smiling and doing Hulk stuff to the camera, I thought, he's clearly enjoying it. I'm comfortable. If he's comfortable,
he's playing up to the camera, which some kids will do brilliantly. Yeah.
And it wasn't just some guy, because they had some security guys there and they had somebody there who was in all the clubber, had the they all had the lanyards and the t-shirt, and she was like writing down, must be like times and stuff, I don't know, of where they were and things.
Yeah.
So clearly it wasn't just someone recording children.
No, fine.
But what was happening is he... was going down the slide, and then some of these other kids turned up, and there was a little mat next to me, so the parents have all come up and they all just went and sat down. All of them suddenly get out their phones and they're on their phones. I'm the only parent
doing
who's
something.
Playing with their child in the play area, and this was the one that was for children three or four and under, I think the sign said, and it said parents are allowed in there because they just stood there. And these kids were in there, they must have been about six. And he's in the ball pit. Two of them come, and I say to Tim, I was like, oh, just come out of the way, buddy, because they want to come down the slide. And they did wait at first.
Yeah.
And as he's trying to get up, they then stopped waiting and just went straight down. One of them went down and it looked like on purpose landed on his legs. The other one jumped onto his head, right? And then a third one threw balls at him.
What is it?
And I went fucking apeshit at these three kids.
Good.
And I was like, what the... I didn't swear. This is what I'm just going to try and say it, but I'm getting annoyed now remembering it. I was like, what are you doing? I said, you do realise he is a person just like you, who has feelings just like you. You've just jumped on his head. You're throwing balls at him. You can see quite clearly he does not want you to do that. I was like, go back to your parents. Go away. Leave him alone. And I picked him up and they all ran off and
good.
I didn't see them again. But I didn't see them go back to their parents. No parent arrived. I shouted at them. I was so angry at these kids because it reminded me of what your missus said to that kid in the in the play area.
Yes. Well, I'm unashamedly going to admit to it. DJ Jungles, a number of times I've been going around with tea in there, and there's kids that are way too old to be in that area. I mean, the area he likes is still the toddler area.
Well, it's his area.
Yeah, well, no, he should go out to the middle one now, okay, in theory.
Right.
But he still likes going back to that one. But there's still like kids between 5 and 10 running around in there like lunatics.
Yeah.
And one of them knocked him over. And the next time she came running in, she hit a brick wall, as in she hit me, and she landed on her bum, started crying, and ran off. It's like, well, shouldn't be in here, should you?
Yeah.
You should look where you're going, shouldn't you? And I will have an attitude with any parent, because when they come over and say, why have you done that? I'll say, why is she in here?
Or you should say, didn't you see it for yourself?
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah,
where were you? You would have seen what happened.
Exactly the same boat as you are there. DJ Jungles, I am following T round. I'm rolling around on the floor. I'm running around after him. I'm picking him up. I'm climbing over things. We're going through ball pits. And then all the other parents, you've got maybe a third of the parents are in there doing the same.
Yeah.
All the others sat there drinking their overpriced coffee on their phone.
Yeah.
Not paying a damn slight bit of attention to them until they hear their child howling for whatever reason, in which they come in and they become the most doting, wonderful parents you've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, after that incident, like, sorry if my microphone starts going funny, Scuba's just
you've
appeared.
Got cat arse
and she's
in your
rubbing
face.
Her ass on the microphone. When I kind of got him out and I stood him there and he was upset and I was like, and I kind of was saying to him, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, that wasn't very nice of them, was it? And he's like, no, they're naughty. And I was like, they are naughty. So I was like, it's not their fault they're like that. I was like, really, their parents, their mummy and daddy
should be here and
stopping them doing that, because clearly they don't know that that wasn't nice to do to you.
Absolutely.
And then he was okay with that and he got over it very quickly. Wait, I'm not over it yet. I'm so angry still now. I'm getting angry about it now. I don't want to punch a child, but I wanted to. And he went back and played again. And now another little kid come over, tiny, must have been 2 years old.
Yeah.
Went in the ball pit and stood like right in front of him. And he was looking at me like, I want to get out and this kid's in the way. And I was saying to him, this child doesn't understand. They're too little.
Yeah.
You know, you need to help them because you're older than them.
Exactly.
It's like, if this little kid knocks into you or throws a ball at you, they do not know.
It would
they
be like my tee bumping small. Into your tee,
yeah, they're too
while they're
small.
In the ball pit.
They don't understand. I was like, so then that's when I was like, we're leaving now. And I went over and I bitched to Miranda about it. And she's like, I can't believe it. Look at the parents. They're all just fucking sat there doing nothing. And it's the same at that DJ Jungle.
It's true,
like,
isn't it?
Why are there's this section of parents. Well, I feel like we're the minority. I really genuinely feel like we are the minority.
Oh, definitely. We are now.
There's a massive majority of parents that will go to DJ Jungles, whatever, and they will just sit there, get their free coffee or their free tea, and just fucking talk while their kids are causing havoc around the place. It's like, manage your child at least a little bit. Okay, so, you haven't got to go in there with them all the time.
I'm going
to
play devil's advocate here. Soft play can often be used because life at home is incredibly stressful. Now, that could be for various numbers of reasons, whether you're a single parent or you've got issues at home, maybe with money that's causing stress among everyone.
Yeah.
So DJ Jungles is somewhere that, you know what, the kid can go and decompress and the parents get a chance just to sit back and go, we're not in, let's say, a studio flat with the child where we have no freedom. We're actually free to be away from them a little bit because they're happy running around on their own. So that's me being devil's advocate. But you're right. There is still nothing stopping them from actually, even just a third of the bloody time, keeping their eye out and saying to them, calm down.
Glancing over to what their child's doing.
Yeah, actually just watching their child while they're sat there.
Who's
decompressing.
There with a flaming torch setting fire to another child they've tied up against a wicker pole. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there is a difference, isn't there? There's, you can go and chill out, relax, and distance yourself from your kid because you need to, but you still keep your eye on them and you watch them. That doesn't take much effort at all, and it doesn't stop you from being able to sit back and relax a bit and chat. Whereas completely ignoring them and just making sure you've got permanent eye contact with the other parent you're there with, gassing away and not paying attention to your kids, completely different.
Yeah, I think that with your devil's advocate comments, I'm totally agreeing with that when you're the single parent there. But if there's two of you You should be tag teaming. You should be fucking tag teaming. One of you can sit there, have a relax for a bit, while the other one hasn't got to go in the soft play, hasn't really got to get involved, because their kid might not want them to play. T is a child that wants to play with me, and I want to play with him. And I hope that goes on for as long as it can do.
And those are memories that T will walk away with and remember growing up.
Yeah. Whereas I can understand there might be some kids that are like, no, Daddy, you stay there. I want to go play with my friends. And I
T will get to that point.
And he will, but I will still hang around.
Yeah.
I won't go in the soft play, but I won't go sit down and have a cup of tea. I will still stand around because I see some other dads do it. They just walk around.
Yeah, they're following
and just make sure
watching.
They can kind of see what's going on.
Because the difference is when that child gets to that point, no, you can't come in with me. I don't want you to come in with me. The whole independence thing, they still want you by the sideline watching, because then they go, look at me, look at me, look at
exactly.
what I can do.
And I don't class that as helicopter parenting either.
No, not at all.
Which?
No, 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 no. Helicopter parenting would be running in there every time they fall off the zip line above the soft padded area. Oh my goodness, are you okay? Patting them down, standing them up, and then walking back. Oh, they're falling over again, back in, stand them. That's helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
Standing at the sideline, just going, no, go on, get yourself up, you're fine.
Yeah, up you get, mate.
That is not helicopter at all.
So that's really...
That was MegaCon then.
That was the MegaCon problem I had.
But other than that, it was good.
Other than those two instances, we all had a blast.
So would you go back again?
I would go back again, yeah.
Should we record there? I'm sure they'd be willing to let us.
Yeah, I think they'd let you, yeah. I mean, it had like some kind of TikTok zone thing.
Yeah, there were loads of TikTok people. There's one that keeps coming up on mine, so that Naomi Richardson or something, who does a load of cosplay stuff. She was there.
Tom Scar was there.
Tom Scar was there. I'm really disappointed.
Like, the thing is, when we come in and we were at the... I've got a hat somewhere. Is it on my head? No.
No.
The hat I was wearing, we got from there. I got it for him, thinking it'd be like a kid's hat, but it's not.
Oops.
And we were there, and he was like, somebody was dressed up as Princess Peach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Princess Peach, Princess Peach. So then Miranda stayed in the queue, and I took T over. And then and I stood there, and he's like looking at Princess Peach, and I was going, do you want to say hello to Princess Peach? And he's like, no.
Oh,
I was like, it's okay, just talk to Princess Peach. Not that I realised, I'm stood at the booth, and literally less than a metre away to my right, Tom Scar talking to somebody else. I'm like, oh, this is Tom Scar's booth.
Oh, right. Okay, well, we're
definitely... like a four-person queue waiting to speak to him. And I was like, I would actually quite like to speak to him. And just...
I get the idea that he's also not one of these people that just shooes you away after 30 seconds. I reckon if you get a conversation going with him, he probably talks to you for a fair bit.
Well, I'd seen a few of his stuff recently, and he talks about his anxieties and stuff.
Yes.
And I was a bit kind of like, he might not actually want me to go and ask for photos, compliment his work, which is what I would do. I probably wouldn't ask for a photo. I'd probably compliment some of the things I've seen recently.
Well, it's
and I don't know if he'd like that. And in my head, I was like, maybe I just leave him alone.
And that's
so
how, yeah, fair enough. I think he would probably like to talk, but you're right. It's what do you talk about with him, though? And I think he put up a couple of tweets, and he put up a couple of videos. In fact, I think it was the video where he's discussing his anxiety being back was just after Matthew Perry had died.
Mm.
And apparently in one of his older videos, I've still not come across it yet, he says about how he kind of related to Matthew Perry and took quite a lot of inspiration from him and so on. And he said in the video, can you please stop bringing up Matthew Perry? If you see me at a con, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to... hear, oh, we're so sorry that we've lost him. I hope you're okay.
I don't know who he
friends.
Was. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
right.
That Matthew Perry.
Did he know him or something?
No, but I think he took a lot from kind of his drug issues and issues that he'd had previously and got through. I'm not sure. You all need to watch the video and kind of clarify why. But yeah, he's like, please stop bringing it up at cons because it's upsetting and I don't want to talk about it.
It's interesting, he did a vlog where he goes to Toronto and he was saying how much he didn't actually like Toronto very much. And the experiences he had were kind of the experiences we had. Okay, we didn't have some psycho yell at me.
No.
But it's...
But you could have.
Could have. It could have happened and it was a bit... Yeah, I was the same. I was like, I'm not a scared person, but I didn't really want to walk around at night. Because, you know, even where we were staying, which was a really nice bit right next to the CN Tower and stuff, there was clearly some people who would sit literally by the door. They were all doing drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
So not really a nice thing to be happening.
Not a family.
And I know, I'm from my family, well, Miranda's family, technically my family now, I suppose, that live out there, they do say certain areas of Canada and particularly have got a really bad drug problem. Probably the same as everywhere else, but they did say specifically they've got some problems.
Oh.
Yeah, and we saw it firsthand.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, which kind of leads me on to what you said earlier about my first generation gentle parenting.
Yes, go on then.
And some of those children could do with some not first gen gentle parenting. So what that is I saw a TikTok and it was about this lady talking about parenting her child and how their child was being a bit nuts. And then she made the comment of, it's so difficult being a first generation gentle parent. What she means by that is her parents would spank her and shout at her. And she's trying not to do that to her child. And we're very much, Miranda and I are very much the same. My mum didn't go around whacking me with a belt, but I did get hit.
Yeah, no.
I got yelled at, screamed
at. I got a clip around the ear, clip around the back of the head, back of the hand, whatever. I was always sat in the middle of the back seat of the car. So if dad's arm came round to hit all three of us because we were being louder and annoying, I would always get my knees slapped. But I know what you mean. Yeah. It would have been his method of discipline was a little bit of pain. A lot of there would have been shouting as well.
Yeah.
And it wasn't often. But if he did hit her, we did get that hit. And I'm not talking a punch here, obviously.
No.
We're talking minimal but enough shock sort of value of ow.
Yeah.
I'll shut up then.
Yeah, it's like you're brought up that way. So it's almost ingrained in deep in your psyche that that's what you're meant to do. And it can be very difficult when they're in the midst of tantrums or being really psychopathically naughty for something, which doesn't happen often with tea.
No, but, you have but it moments can happen.
And you're like, I know why my mum hit me.
Yeah.
This is the moment I would have been
as
slapped.
Awful as it sounds, but I can at least, I can admit that there's probably been times where I've considered, or not considered, but thought, growing up, that would have been, I would have had the back of my hand slapped for what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And thankfully for me, and I know it's the same for you, the overwhelming guilt that would cause stops me from doing it.
Yeah.
I have no wish to do anything like that. Now, just to stop you in your place there is only one time I can see that sort of thing being used as a gentle parent. And that sounds weird because obviously being a gentle parent, you wouldn't expect to say that, but not necessarily hitting, but more, do you remember being ever told off and being grabbed and pulled really sharply towards a parent and it hurt?
Yeah.
But that was enough of a punishment to be, I won't do that again.
Yeah.
I would still do that.
Yes.
Near a road and something unsafe was going to happen. They were doing so. If K or T decided to just walk into the road without looking, with a car coming.
I think I might have done that before. And it might have been to do with the road. I mean, he was probably doing something. I have grabbed him and pulled him over to me and be like, you cannot do that. That's really bad.
That is the closest.
But it's a safety thing rather than doing something naughty.
No, but at the same time, you need it to kind of ring true to them that they, in real life, if you hadn't been there, they would be dead. So just to be in that little bit of shock and, ow, you yanked me really hard, should be enough for them to go, I need to think about this.
I'm no way near as good at it as Miranda is. Miranda's got way more patience than me. And she doesn't shout as quickly as I do. I've shouted, but not, I can shout really loud and I've never done it really, really loud. But I've done it enough to, just so I can hear me clicking my fingers, to just wake him up.
Yeah.
It's like with my dogs. There's an example with my dogs. Dogs sniff. And when they sniff, they focus on the one sense of smelling, so their ear, the sense of their hearing goes way down.
Yes.
So you have to jolt them back into it, which is why I always say to the neighbours and some rounds, like, people around here must think I've got two personalities because I can go from being very nice and happy and calm to instantly yelling at the dogs. But it's not because I'm yelling at them. You might have even heard me do it to the dogs. It's because it wakes them out of, shocks them back into reality, and then they suddenly realise, oh yeah, what am I doing? I shouldn't be doing that. I shouldn't be you know, whatever they're doing.
That's I don't know if they still say it, but I remember being told by friends that had dogs, you're giving them a command, not necessarily doing it in your normal voice, but trying to make it a more gruff, shorter, sharper voice, because it gets more of a
dog's
reaction.
Exactly. The tone that you speak to my dogs affects how they react to it. So they've always reacted to a deep voice. So I'll put on a deep voice and I'll be loud. It sounds like I'm being horrible to them, but it's just the way that this is just what they listen to.
No, absolutely.
You know, if I want them to sit and I've said sit to them nicely twice,
and they've ignored you, it's then
deep
sit
and loud, they do it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and it's not because they're being naughty, it's because they don't understand English and they need tones. And it's everything,
so do
it's not
children,
just the word.
But that's the thing. The one thing I'd go against with the first generation gentle parents, I do not like seeing the parents that tell their children off being airy-fairy.
What's that?
So there's the younger the child, the more I'll accept it. So if T does something naughty and I'm trying to explain it to him, I will be much more gentle. I'll say, well, you can't do that. That's not very nice. But when you get to like a 4 or 5 year old and they obviously walked around and they've clobbered someone, and you still get the parents going down on their knees and, oh, Brandon, that wasn't very nice, was it? How do you think that made that other child feel? At that age, I would far more expect it to be, what have you done? Why have you done that? Apologise right now.
Yeah.
That's what I mean about airy fair. Being far too gentle to a child who needs to understand now what you have done is wrong. Yeah. While being all that really nicey-nicey is fine when they're learning, but when they're at a certain age cut-off for certain things, it needs to be so much more forceful.
I think what you need to do, and this is not me saying what you need to do, I think just what should happen after is, once you've then done that, you then need to actually have a conversation about it afterwards.
Then roll it back, so right, we're done. Well, that's what we do with Kay. If she gets told off over something serious,
why do you think I did
that? It gets louder, which she doesn't like.
Yeah.
So she's in trouble and she knows we're being loud. She knows she's in trouble. But then we rein it down. So, right, it's done. We'll talk about it. And then it is completely done.
Yeah.
And then we're moving on. Don't want to hear about it again now. You've been told off. We're going to move on. Let's do something else.
The key with not shouting is that it becomes better ammunition for when it's needed.
When it is needed, yes.
Yeah, because the problem we always had with my mum is that she'd shout at us so much, it became immune to it. So it'd be dad
that would have to do it.
And it would start, suddenly, if dad told you off, you were in trouble. I remember ever being told off by him maybe once.
You see, my dad would be the loud one. My mum would be the one, and it would affect me, and it would affect my brothers, I'm sure. My mum would be the one that I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
And, oh, I hated that.
I don't think...
Oh, that upset me so much, knowing that my mum was disappointed with me. Whereas my dad, he would shout and get angry. Mum would just be quiet and just not talk to you and just say, well, I'm just disappointed with what you've chosen to do.
I feel like that's what it'd be like in this house. I would be shouting and Miranda would be like, no, I'm really sad about what you've done and I need to just have some time away from you. And I can see that being way worse to him than me yelling at him.
It's that brilliant episode of Bluey when Chili just says, I need 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kids are like, what have we done wrong? Oh my God, she hates us.
Yeah. And the new episodes of Bluey are out and they're brilliant.
Yeah. Rob cried.
very nearly cried. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm watching it with tea and I'm like,
Which episode was it?
Dragon.
Oh, I've not watched that one yet.
It's another cartoon one where they've drawn it.
Oh, okay.
They're really good.
Right, yeah. I will watch that. Anything else on parenting?
No, I've had enough ranting for now. Thanks.
Well, you say that.
So now you've all heard me bitch and moan for half an hour. I'm going to bitch and moan again.
I love the fact you said, I think that's enough ranting. Knowing full well we're coming into this topic.
I forgot about this topic. So people in the Discord will know. People who follow us on Twitter will know.
We've got a love-hate thing with Retroid at the moment. Yeah. I still love my Retroid Pocket 3 Plus. I adore it. It's so good for what it does. But I'll let you take over.
They're fragile as fuck. firstly. If anyone remembers when we first got them, mine kept breaking.
You knackered the shoulder buttons. I then promptly said, oh, that's terrible, isn't it? Got to the airport for work, dropped mine, shoulder button was knackered.
Yeah, knackered it. So...
Then you broke the ribbon cables.
Broke the ribbon cables, yeah, trying to replace the board.
Yeah.
So then I had to get new boards again. So what's happened this time? It's haven't used it during the whole build. Charged it. It's been in a protective case under my bed. No dust on it. It's been kept very good. Brought it downstairs, put it in its kind of new house where it's going to live.
As soon as we realised how fragile they were, we both got the protective cases on it. Yeah. I've even got the screen protector on mine.
I don't have a screen protector on mine.
But we knew they were fragile at that point, so we both got the protective cases. And what has happened to yours now?
The screen's gone funny. Like, I had it... People who listen to the Untitled Trek show that came out the week before this episode... will know that I had it with me because they'll hear it on the recording.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it then. And then it wasn't until I took it home and I was playing something because one of the guys on Discord was saying something about their retro console and I was like, oh, I'm going to get mine out and have a go on it while I'm sat here. And I looked at it and as the screen was turning on, it was all still, you know, when they kind of turn on, they're still black but lit up.
Yeah.
All the bottom and all kind of up the right-hand side just kind of looked odd. Almost like water or something was in it or like a... cloud was in. I was like, that's really weird.
And then it slowly developed into vertical lines.
Yeah, and then there's all kinds of stuff going on.
It's a really hard way to describe it when you realise everyone calls them horizontal lines because it turns out it's just an iPhone 6's screen turned horizontal.
Yeah.
So the vertical lines you're seeing on it are actually horizontal lines. Who'd have thought it?
Yeah, so it's... So it was a shame. I was like, okay, well... I've had experience in the past where I've gone to the person I've brought an electronic from. I think it might have been something like Sony.
Yeah.
And I brought it from a shop and they've gone, I know it happened with my phone. I got my Google phone from EE and like, oh no, Google deal with all of the warranty stuff for the phone. So really sorry, but can you go to Google?
So,
and okay, fine.
A really, really quick lesson on that then. UK consumer law is... the buck stops with the person that sells you the phone. So if Carphone Warehouse, who I don't think exist anymore, let's say they sell you your Google Nexus phone, you get home and it fails. Actually, by consumer law, all you need to do is go back to Carphone Warehouse and they have to address it.
Mm.
Now, they have the ability to say, oh, well, Google deals with the warranty, so you need to send it to them.
Mm.
You then just say, well, actually, the Consumer Law Act is, I actually needed to return it to you. And you do that. And then, what they can then say is, well, that's fine, but we'll take the phone from you, send it to Google, and when it's repaired and sent back to us, we'll then send it to you. So it might take longer. Yeah,
I think that's basically what they said to me. It's like, we'd literally just take it and we send it to Google. And they're like, you are probably better off just going straight to Google.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
There is a lot of companies out there that will say, oh, no, it's nothing to do with us once you've got it home. If you're looking for a warranty, you've got to go direct to the company. And quite often it's those companies are the ones that they've got no telephone number, no contact form, just an email address where you get a unknown ticket ID come back and then you never hear back. And then the warranty expires and no one wants to do anything for you.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. So that's just that quick warranty side of things. You should always go back to the company you buy it from.
Exactly. So I thought what I would do is just go straight to the source and go to Retroid, even though we both bought it from DroidX, didn't we?
Mine came from Amazon.
Oh, you got yours from Amazon?
Yeah, I got mine from Amazon at a slightly cheaper price for some reason. I don't know why it was, but that was that.
Yeah, so I went straight to the manufacturer and was like, oh, my... Because actually, I think I might have gone straight to them when the shoulder button broke.
Yes, you had done. You went straight to them. And actually, their customer support was pretty quick. It came 24 hours, you'd had a response.
Yeah.
And they said... That was it. It wasn't to do with the shoulder buttons. What it was, you got in contact with them because the shoulder button... Was it the... No, it wasn't the shoulder button. You got the magnetic, I can't think of what the name was now for them, joypads, didn't you? And one of them didn't work.
Yeah, that was it.
So you emailed them and said, one of the ones you've sent me doesn't work. What do I do?
Yeah, yeah. And they sent me new ones. So I emailed them Should I read you the email that I sent?
Yeah, absolutely.
The email I sent was, "Hi, I turned my Retroid on today and the screen appears to have some kind of problem. Please see the attached image. Can this be fixed with a warranty repair such replacement? I purchased this console in April 2023.
Now, first of all, I'm sure the company is a Chinese company. Mm-hmm. However, everything about Retroid seems to be based out of France.
Yeah.
Their main webpage is in the French region. It's registered in France. All the prices are euro, and it's all to do with international shipping via Europe to UK. But as far as we can see, the buck stops when it gets to France. I'm sure all the kit comes from China.
Well, a lot of these emails have got loads of Chinese characters in them
as
well. Well, they replied fairly quickly in their defence. I did that at 9 o'clock at night, and the next day at 7 a.m. had a reply.
Yeah, but there's no defense for what they said.
And their reply was, all the email said was, what's your order number? That's it.
Yeah.
The only thing the thing said. And at that point, I knew, actually, they're probably going to not do anything about it. You can just kind of tell. So I replied with, oh, I did actually buy it from, and I wrote the website and said, and their order number with them was this. Now, I actually thought they were like, the retailer for Retroid.
They're an official
retailer.
I
actually thought that's
them.
Who they were. So I thought this wasn't going to be an issue at all. I just thought, oh, they just want the number. It's probably the same and, you know, whatever. And they said, when I sent them that, they wrote, there may be a problem with your screen. You can buy a new screen from the link below. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's not that bad. That one's
not
that
terrible.
Bad. It's not horrible.
It's still not wonderful, but assuming English isn't the first language, knowing that they're either from France or where we're assuming possibly China.
Yeah.
You can say, okay, language limitations, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So then I responded with, well, the console is less than a year old. This must be covered under warranty. And I said that because that wasn't mentioned at any point. They've just said, you can buy a new screen. Well, their response was what upset me and what upset you was, your order was placed in a different store. You can purchase the screen yourself.
Yeah, it's like, thanks.
I was like, ooh, ouch.
Absolutely. At that point, there's not a, there is a, still possibly a language barrier, but that's still too sharp and shrift to be polite in anybody's context.
Yeah, it felt really rude.
Yeah,
it?
I agree. And even the Retroid's Twitter team said, we'll make sure we do improvements because obviously that's not how it should have been handled.
Yeah.
Not in so many words, but that's pretty much was their response once a large number of our listeners started retweeting it saying, well, that's a bit poor, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not very good. And even the DroidX people were on there going, oh no, you can just contact us. We'll help you.
I posted your email onto Reddit because on when we had the shoulder button issues, I found that there was a Reddit forum about the Retroid Pocket 3 Plus, and there's a whole forum dedicated to the issues with these devices.
Oh, okay.
And I put, from our experience, they're brilliant devices, however we have found them massively too fragile.
Yeah.
So the shoulder buttons rely on a little piece of pillar plastic, and the buttons themselves self-destruct if they're pushed too hard.
Yeah.
And I did detail about it, and then someone's commented below it fairly recently saying, oh, we also found, we dropped ours a couple of foot onto carpet, and yeah, we found that something broke on it from something we wouldn't have expected. If you dropped a Game Boy off the top of a house, it would never have bloody broken. So it was a bit disappointing. So I then updated that post going, well, just an update on this. The screen has now started going on one of ours, and this was their response, and copy and pasted your image of them just saying, you can buy your own screen.
Yeah.
And then Droix have replied going, if it was bought from us, please contact us and we'll organise a replacement.
Yeah. And they've been really good because I did contact them.
Yeah.
Basically, I forwarded all the previous emails and they just said, yeah, send it to us. Like literally straight away, they just send it to us, we'll fix it. And then when I spoke to you and you're like, well, maybe they'll just send you the screen and we don't have to, because we were worried about, because I have to wipe it.
Yeah.
And then redo everything. I was like, I just don't want to have to go for
and
that
hassle.
And
that took a lot. We've got a lot of ROMs on that micro SD and it was takes so much time to copy them over, plus the profiles and the emulators that we've had to change the key combinations so that all your profiles are stored on there.
It took a long time. I didn't want to have to deal with that. And I'm sure
getting GameCube running properly.
Yeah, if I back it up, it won't be the same when it goes back on.
Know
it just
it won't be.
And as what you said, I just messaged them saying, do you think actually you could just send me the new screen and shell, because the screens are attached to the shell. They don't sell just the screen. When you get your sick,
no,
you get the whole front
piece. It's bonded
piece.
Onto the...
And they said, yeah, we've got them in stock in your colour. We'll just send it to you.
Boom.
And I got a tracking email today. So
well, that's exactly what you want, isn't it? Yeah. So we'll do a YouTube video of us doing surgery and no doubt snapping another ribbon cable.
Yeah, I won't be too upset because I've been into it before myself, so I know how easy it's going to be to break any part of it. So I'm just going to expect it to happen. But you know, like my 3DS XL, I look after my handheld consoles. I really do. And I have dropped that. There's not a scratch on the bloody thing.
That's it seems to be an ongoing thing. So they sent then, it wasn't the Retroid Pocket 3 Plus.
The Fold.
The Retroid thing, Flip or Fold, wasn't it?
It's called,
and it basically looked like a
the original DS, it looked like.
Yeah, a DS or...
So it looked like the original 3DS, but red.
That's it. It looked like a 3DS. One big screen, though, and the controls, rather than left and right of the screen, are down on the bit where the second screen would be on the DS or 3DS. It looked quite smart. Mm-hmm. Within a week of them releasing it and people getting their hands on it, the hinges all started failing.
But it was only the special edition red ones.
Yes.
Did you notice?
And I think that's my biggest worry about Retroid full stop now is... the quality checking of anything that they're doing.
Yeah.
So those shoulder buttons should never have been that fragile. There should have been a small bit of sponge or a spring put in there.
Just to take the shock.
To take the shock if something like that happened. And those hinges on that special edition red plastic, why was it not properly checked?
They feel like they've got really good brains there working there, making a product that's actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's just a guy in his garage getting PCBs and building them and sending them to people.
That's the upsetting thing, I think. I would play with my more and I would take it out and about with me more if I wasn't so frightened I might break it.
I'm scared to take it out. I don't.
That's exactly where I am at the moment. So I'll play it in bed, in my office. But that's pretty much it. And that's not where I needed it. I bought it so I could, when I'm travelling abroad for work, sit on a plane and play some Mega Drive games, you know?
Yeah.
That's when I was looking to use it. And now it's kind of lost its use case. So I still like it. I'm hoping the Retroid Pocket 4 that they've released recently has all those improvements fixed. But from the pictures, it doesn't look like it has.
I will upgrade to a different one. Maybe not even a Retroid one. Don't knock those over, please, cat.
Sorry, the cat's to the right. There's three very tall glass things that the cat is now manoeuvring around. And the number of times I've been watching it while we've been recording, please don't knock those.
There are a second lot of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think Loki destroyed the others when he was running around and the table shook. Not this table, a different one. And they shook and they smashed into each other. I think I'll wait. I'm really happy with this one. You know, apart from the actual problems, I'm going to wait now to either another company or Retroid get to a point, it's going to be a few years, where I can actually play PS2 games really well. I know the 4 can play them a lot better, so maybe the 5 or 6 will be at a stage where it's
my thoughts on it at the moment are, I'm tempted to wait for either one of the Republic of Gamer or a Steam Deck comes out, or I see one of the ones that are out now for secondhand at a good price.
Exactly, yeah.
Then I'd probably just move it all onto there and just spend the time to set up something like Onion OS or just set up Emunation on there and just get it done and dusted with one of those bits of kit.
I would like to do that too, I think.
The backing of a bigger company and the hardware feels like it would just be more robust.
Steam have a habit of really reducing the cost of their hardware.
They keep on having these refurbished ones come in stock at the moment, of the original Steam Deck hardware.
Yeah.
And I miss it every time. And I think they want about $199 for the bog standard refurbished.
That's not that far off what we paid for the Retroids.
Exactly. So if I actually catch one of their refurbished sales, I'm happy that it's got the slower NVMe drive in it. I don't really care about that.
You're doing
that.
Retro games.
I think from what I've seen, you can upgrade the RAM on them yourself anyway, and you can stick a micro SD card in it.
Yeah.
So actually, I just need the bog standard
one. And they're still better than my computer anyway, so.
Imagine plugging the Quest 3 into a Steam
Deck. Yeah, and getting a better performance than in my computer.
Ooh. Ouch. And we're getting near the end now, and just a couple of messages of thanks, really. First of all, goes out to Matt of A Pint of Cthulhu podcast, who recently had us on for a little bit of an interview. We chatted to him for a good hour, and we felt like we could have just carried on chatting.
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to do another hour.
Yeah, I did. It was really, really good fun. We kind of just... We walked away from it, didn't we, to saying, I think we're just conversationalists, aren't we? Yeah. That's how we talk, that's how we interview, that's how we kind of run the podcast. And we just like talking about shit. So yeah. It was good fun. And Matt, we are going to be inviting you on to an episode of our show at some point where you will be the third member. And we're just going to do a normal show. We're not going to interview you. We'll ask you some questions, obviously, but we are going to have you. And you can be the third member of the Channel 84 Variety Show for that episode and join us for this madness that we call whatever this is. And then the next thanks goes out to Simon of Who Takes the Socks Off podcast. And they've invited us for an interview. And yeah, we've done a little skit for their intro. And watch their podcast page for our interview soon. Mm. But we're looking forward to that one. And of course, that's... Same invite's going to extend out to Simon that he can come and join us on the show.
Well, it's four of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, don't forget, if we invite... So, to be fair, if we invite Matt, we have to invite Flower as well.
Flower doesn't record on their show.
Oh, no. But the...
Sorenjay, Captain Hero Pant. I can't remember everyone's name, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, look, we will try and see how many we can get on that's going to work, or how many even want to. And we'll go for the Sox guys as well. However many of them want to join in, we'll see what we can do.
They might not like us.
They might not. They might hate the skit we do and just absolutely slag us off when we get onto the show. Yeah. And we'll just sit there going, why are we here? Can we please leave?
Well, first I'll go, who are you? Oh, who God, are you two? Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why have we got these people?
But anyway, a big thank you to both their shows for involving us and getting our name out there, as it really is appreciated. And you know, I'm just going to run it into the outro rather than break this up, because there's no point, is there? No. Thank you for listening to another show. We will be back in 2 weeks' time for another main episode. Next week will be the Untitled Trek show, where Rob will no doubt have done something else to do with the USS shit show.
Have I done?
I believe we're talking about Tuvix in the next Untitled
Trek
show.
It's Tuvix, season 2, episode 24.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. If you want to find us on social media, head over to channel84.co.uk and you will find our links for Discord. You'll also find our links for Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, Facebook, you name it, we're there. If you want to find us on those platforms, look up Channel 84 Variety Show or underscore Channel 84. That's pretty much what we are under most of those. You can also look up Rob as @FlatRob on most of those and you'll find his profiles as well. As I said, channel84.co.uk if you want to see our site. We've got lots of blog posts on there and we keep posting things on there. Not as regularly as we should do. We are getting into that in the new year. You can email us on podcasts@channel84.co.uk, tj@channel84.co.uk and rob@channel84.co.uk. We're not giving you our mobile numbers because it's just
yeah,
freaky.
This is my address. This is my mobile number.
We have got an address that you can send stuff to. So if you want that, drop us a message and we will send that to you. It's not a PO box, but the benefit of having a parent that's got a commercial property, you can send it there because I don't live there. So murderers turning up there are going to be really let down.
And send me your Star Trek nonsense, please.
Yeah, lots of Star Trek nonsense. If you would like to be a backing sound, a member of the USS shit show, send us your logs, your voice files, or whatever you think you might hear in the background of a Star Trek show, send it to us. We will add it to our little library of sound effects and we will add them into various skits and shows as we go.
Yippers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Have you got the buckets ready?
Oh, God, yeah, I've got some toilet roll in the freezer.
Oh, nice, nice. Not sure what we're going to do about the milk. Apparently bread works well, so we need to get bread. And I think I've got plenty of it now. I've got a long slot toaster.
Yeah, you've got loads of really big bits of bread.
Oh, yes. I just hope these chilies aren't too hot.
Well, I don't know. It looks pretty terrifying. It's like on fire, like smoking.
It's... Dear God, look at those.
Thank you for listening to the Channel 84 Variety Show. This station is now shutting down and will be back in 2 weeks. Excelsior.